Have you been heard? And we appreciate your participation in this process. And as you probably know, our board attempts to assist property owners with improvements to property that they own in the historic districts or in the downtown overlay district. And we have a number of applications here tonight. And typically, we take a few minutes to go over our last month's minutes. And while I'm talking here, our other board members will be reviewing those, and then we'll have a motion, hopefully, to approve or amend the July 3rd meeting and work session minutes. And then after that, our acting secretary tonight and hopefully future secretary Mary Catherine will be reading each one of the applications as they come up. And then as she reads those, when she reads yours, if you would come to the center lectern and give your name and address for the record. And if you have anything you'd want to add, at that time, you're welcome to. We may have a few questions as well. So now, having said all that, I'll ask if we could have a motion on the minutes from July.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of the July work session and third board meeting as written.
All right. Thank you. We have a second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes for July? Raise your right hand. Okay. Minutes are approved.
And just as an aside, we didn't discuss the alley design guidelines. Can we request that be on the next agenda?
In the main meeting, you mean?
Or in the next work session.
Yeah.
I mean, we skipped it because we didn't have time. And we didn't have time this work session, so
yeah.
I don't know if now is the time to request that or...
No, probably not, since it's not part of this agenda, but yes, certainly if you wanted to... I think the staff said they had some conversations with the attorney about what jurisdiction we have. So it's something we can discuss in the next work session.
Yes.
Mary Catherine has something she wants to add.
Yeah.
That
works. That works.
Yeah. That we're still debating over whether what kind of jurisdiction we have in the alley. Mm-hmm. Now this might be when we need our secretary to begin with the first application in the historic district.
Okay, the first application is number CERH18022, and this was an application pertaining to 223 Marion Street Southeast, which is located in the historic overlay district. It was constructed in approximately 1930. The applicant is requesting to replace the existing wooden windows with vinyl clad simulated divided light windows that will very closely replicate the existing pattern, color, and dimensions. They're also requesting retroactive approval of a small floating deck in the backyard, which, as we discussed, is not visible now with the wooden fence, but if the wooden fence were not there, a small portion of it would be. And then the replacement of a portion of what was chain link fence with wood picket fencing and the addition of two gates, wooden gates.
Good. All right, and looks like we have our applicant.
Chrissy Alexander, 223 Marion Street, Southeast.
Good. And we had a brief discussion about the floating deck and the window. The windows are the main thing we kind of focus in on because they're more permanent, obviously, and windows are sort of a touchy item on contributing properties. We generally have to have pretty good indication that they're not repairable, and I think your photos seem to make that case. In terms of the deteriorated wood.
And even within the rope and pulley systems are broken within the windows as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I see those in these photos here that we've submitted. Do you all have questions then of anything on here, but primarily, I guess, windows? I think we can state that these are wood. They are vinyl, called vinyl clad, but they're an Anderson true wood window. And the muttons, these are the vertical muttons at the top,
mm-hmm.
and they can do that.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll, of course, add the picket fence that is two different heights, I believe. It's right, the six, maybe about six, 5 or 6 feet at the face of the house. And then there's a little stretch that comes forward, is that right?
Yeah, and they said that was to code. They actually were telling me the historic district rules and the levels and the heights.
Oh, the fence people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
mm-hmm. So they did it to whatever the
rules
were.
Yeah, they were right. Yeah, they should have come here. Okay. All right.
So I'm slightly confused. Is all the fencing new?
The fencing right across the front, that is the original to the house. I didn't do anything with that fencing. The only fence that I changed, there was some really unsightly chain link partially around the house. I removed that and then put up the privacy wood picket.
Mm-hmm. So all the wood fence is new?
The wood fence is new.
And it's probably two heights. Probably, what, 3 or 4 feet and then
right.
6 feet?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? If not, we'll let you have a seat, and then we'll see if anyone else would like to speak with regard to this particular application. Thank you. Anyone else care to come forward? And this is the 223 Marion Street. Have some photos there of the windows and the fencing. If not, I think we'd like to entertain a motion, and we can discuss a little further.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the application as submitted.
Thank you.
A second.
And a second. Okay, any further discussion? I think I'll just reiterate that the windows have deteriorated. And it appears that they're really not repairable, and the windows she's proposing are wood windows with some vinyl cladding, obviously. So that's one reason that I think we can approve this. We don't need to mention any. We're just saying as submitted. Then.
So I just have one request. That could she perhaps submit some photographs of the deck so
mm-hmm.
we can at least have recorded what it is we've approved?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be a good amendment to the motion. Okay.
So I need a request. So we can amend it to request pictures of the
The file so that we know what it looks like, you know, what it is, in case there's a question.
Yeah, and she's okay with that, I think. Yeah, because we don't really know what it is we're approving. Okay.
And we're being nice.
Yeah. Well, the front looks nice. The windows, I think, are a good replacement window. Great. Okay, we've had discussion, and we've had a motion second. All in favor of approving the motion as submitted, raise your right hand. Okay, good. All right, Ms. Mary Catherine.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the application number H18023. This is pertaining to property at 312 Ory Street Southeast. This is located in the historic overlay district, and the house was constructed in approximately 1880. And the proposal is the replacement of a small garden shed with a two-story carriage house with room for three cars on the first floor and a home office on the second, with garden and wood sheds attached to the rear. The proposal also includes a single-story three-car garage opposite that carriage house. And the carriage house features a turret and will be constructed of white hardy plank siding, asphalt roof shingles, and a concrete floor.
Okay, thank you. We have the applicant here tonight and the owner too, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Leanne Connor, 150 Creekside Drive.
Okay.
And Roland Hall, 312 Orange Street, at least.
Great. Okay, thank you for coming. And thank you for making some modifications from the work session, and then again some additional revisions tonight. And I'll just go ahead and mention that we have an Exhibit D and Exhibit E that that show a more traditional roof turret. A turret roof, and then that'll be this one here. I think you all have seen that and now have copies of it, most everybody. And then Exhibit E has a return on the cornice on the ends where there isn't one on the original application. So those are two. Those are now part of the application. And anything else you all want to...
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I think you all took note of the setbacks. And I think we did comment on the fact that the extension on the rake would be matching on the two, about 18 inches. Okay. And this will be all the roofs are shingle. We're not sure about that shed, the shed roof.
Yeah, it's a 412 pitch, so...
It is 4?
It is 4.
Okay. Okay, that'll work. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a little bit of brick that'll be showing at the bottom? Do you know?
Yeah. Yes, the foundation, like the house, has a brick base. I just haven't...
Yeah, but it's actually a slab on grade, though.
It will be, but you still would have, because of garage...
A few courses of brick.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. We had an opportunity to ask some questions and go through some details in the work session, which was helpful. Thank you for coming ahead of time. Any other questions? That house has a lot of history. We maybe talked about the windows in the work session.
We didn't get into the details of the windows, but
the house, the current house, has a complete and some windows the whole way around, and we would do the same on this, matching exactly the same.
Yeah, you've done a window replacement on it, did you?
It was done 8 years ago.
Okay, so there are wood, you know.
I would say they... I'm not sure the type of Anderson window they are.
Do they have to be painted?
Part of the motion may just have you submit the window type, just like we're getting on the other applications. I think that would be helpful. We do it administratively. Okay. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask again if we have people here in the audience who'd like to speak regarding this particular. If you would, we'd ask you come to the lectern and give your name and address.
Well, My name is Kristen Brown, and I live at 310 Marion Street Southeast. So I look at the wall to this property. I'm here, number one, wondering if there is a timeline and a required completion of this project. We have seen some historic unfinished projects on this property. And the design looks very nice. It's substantial and certainly will affect our neighborhood a good bit.
Okay. Yeah. We can have the applicant come back and give us some indication of what their plans are and the anticipated construction time. It actually will be something that will fall under the building inspection and permitting process as well. So, but you're just asking the question, so we'll see if we can get an answer. That was the main thing, was not so much design, which is really what we're reviewing, but just time frame.
Right.
Okay.
And a completion period.
Okay.
So you would be responsible to have that happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. Are any other folks would like to speak?
I want to answer part of her question.
Okay.
So, you know, the permission to do this only lasts a couple of years. I'm not sure exactly how many, but if it's not done, then this expires and the applicant has to come back.
It is 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
And I had heard today on the phone with a planning person 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the project cannot be funded anymore, what happens?
So you're concerned about what happens if it starts and it doesn't finish?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
We've had
some instances where you know the repairs took a long time, and the city inspections department had to weigh in, and then the work has been picked up. But we'll ask them what their time frame is. They surely will start it in the next 2 years. They know that it's only good for that. I think the issue would be, do you have to complete it in those 2 years? I think
you just have to start it.
Have to start it. I think she's not really asking about that. She's asking when will I get it finished. Okay, we'll see if we can get...
I think she's asking what her recourse is if it's not finished.
Yeah.
I think that's the question.
Yeah, that really is an inspection. City inspections could Lynn, either one of you all, can y'all give us an idea about your time frame, and just so we can all feel like we know what.
Well, we if once approved, we'd like to start it before the end of this year, and hopefully have do it in two phases: the small one first, and the larger one second, and have it all finished within 18 months or so.
So that answers one question, is that you'll be doing one of them at a time. You're getting approval on both.
Yeah.
But that when construction starts, we're going to see one structure go up and get almost complete, I guess, before you then start another.
Yeah, rather than totally destroy the whole area, we're just going to
Makes sense, yeah. Okay. So the whole thing then, if you started, let's say you started by January 2019, then midway 2020.
Well, I'd like to start before January, but I'd certainly like to think that ideally by the end of next year it would be finished. That's my target. Mm-hmm. But if it takes longer because of process or what have you, then you know, I'm thinking of having it certainly done within 12 to 18 months.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's a good answer. It should be possible to do that. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Any other comments? Okay. All right, we'll have a motion if you don't mind, and then we can discuss it if need be.
I move that we approve the application with the added request that the applicant supply information on the windows.
Correct, right. Okay, and we already said that we've got an Exhibit D and Exhibit E that go with the application.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have a second?
A second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Well, certainly a work session. I think that this looks too much like a silo, and it's really not a traditional... The turret or the tower, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's not really a traditional carriage house, and I don't think there's another example of a carriage house with something like this, so I will not be supporting that part of this application.
Specific to the turret, you mean, or the
tower? The tower. The rest of it looks fine.
Okay. Okay. And it is on the inboard side, but I think you're just saying, from looking at it from a design solution, okay.
It looks more like something that belongs out in the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other discussion? She's made some modifications that I think are helpful. I actually think that last one the D is the one, I believe, where she modified the roof. It's a little more traditional top, but that's still is it the roof or is it just the whole idea then of it?
The whole idea.
Downtown. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. I think we've addressed most everything else in here, and we know about materials. We'll get some information on windows. So I'll go ahead and ask if we've got a motion, a second. All in favor of the submittal as amended, raise your right hand. Okay, we've got three in favor, all opposed. Okay. Okay, all right, the motion passes then. And if you did have other ideas, you certainly can come back to update and work with the staff. Yeah, but right now, as far as the preliminary concept, I think we're approving it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is certificate application number H19003. This is the property at 308 Berry Road Southwest. It is, again, a contributing structure in the historic overlay district. The construction date is unknown. The work proposed is the addition of a mudroom to the western side of the house where there is currently no entrance. And this would involve some modification to the roofline. And they will carry on the existing materials for that extension. Mm-hmm. The proposal also includes a replacement of the twin side access steps at the front door with one consolidated front-facing brick staircase. Mm-hmm. And the existing rail there would be replaced with white wood or composite rail designed to flow with the new stairs.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then our applicant?
I'm Sissy Sullivan. I've asked to be an agent for the applicant, Sarah and Douglas Luke, who are going to be the new owners of the property effective the end of September. And I believe the reason this application has been submitted at this stage is so that they can be efficient with their time after closing and, you know, move forward with construction so they can move into their new home and be active in our community.
Okay, well, thank you for coming and representing them. I think they've signed off on you as their representative. We have some questions during the work session, and I believe we've had them addressed as far as which roof is new for the mudroom. And I think some of us remember the house when it originally came, came through our design review process. And this is the old San Angelo school property, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, any questions of Ms. LaCluse?
Ms. Sullivan, I think this house was built like early...
I think it's 2007.
Mm-hmm. 2007, okay. Mm-hmm. Later than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 years.
2000.
What? 10 years ago.
Okay. It might have been 2004, but I think it was 2007.
Yeah, we actually have it in our records, I think, somewhere.
I'm going for 2004. I'll tell you why afterwards.
Okay.
But, you know,
construction may have begun in 2004. Well, Brad Bennett was the original... Mm-hmm. Contractor, and he actually has met with the current owners on the property and the history of the construction.
Right, and you must have a set of drawings.
Mr. Bennett did provide those. Yes.
Yeah, this surely wasn't drawn from scratch.
No, I don't believe
so.
So
that would probably have a date.
Yeah, I don't have them on me. I'm afraid.
This is just curiosity, I guess. Yeah. Okay, I think we've got a pretty good idea. Thank you for coming tonight, and we'll see if anyone else has any comments.
Thank you.
Unless you've got something else you want to add.
No, thank you for considering.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I'll ask if someone would like to speak with regard to this. The residents, a small addition there at 308 Bear Road, and I don't see anyone. So why don't someone would like to make a motion in a second.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to certificate application number CERH19-003, I move that we approve the addition of the mudroom and the replacement of the twin side of access steps at the front door with a consolidated front facing brick staircase.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, as set forth in the application.
Good.
A second.
Good. Thank you. We got a motion and second, and I'll just say that the additions shown seem to be very compatible with the roof slopes and the other stoops and materials that from the original house, and it actually is going to improve the access and make it a more practical plan. All right. Any other discussion? We've got a motion and a second. All in favor of the application pretty much as submitted, raise your right hand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. We have a couple more here.
Okay. Certificate application CERD19-001001. The applicant's request construction of a new home at 904 Colleton Avenue Southeast. This would be a cottage style house. The proposed facade design features hardy plank or similar white cement fiber siding and blue shutters with a gable roof. And just to clarify, in the staff report, we did mention that the standing seam metal roof, they were requesting the option of that over the dormers and the porch, and they clarified in the work session that that's just the porch that they want the standing seam metal roof over. The rest would be, I think Okay. And then we also mentioned that the chimney would be flanked by faux windows, but we had clarified that, all windows would be functioning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is located in the Old Aiken Overlay District.
Right, and it's new construction. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll have one of you guys, applicant, give us your name and address, please.
Hi, my name is Lynn Cherry, and my address is 124 Chesterfield Street, South Aiken, South Carolina.
Okay, good. I think you clarified some of the questions we had, I guess we'll just see if the roof on the dormer can be shingles. If not, you can
change whatever.
Change,
if it needs
yeah.
to be. I would like it shingled only because
right.
it costs less
right.
money.
If that needs
that's
to
not
be
the case, then yeah. I will have the man match the front porch roof and do a static
yeah.
seam there.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just have to stipulate in our motion which way we want to go, whether we want to give you latitude or just suggest that if you change it, you administratively submit the change.
Okay.
This is written in like this. We
okay.
don't want the guy to arrest you because you got the wrong kind of roof there either.
And what was the thing about the windows on the sides of the chimney?
It says false
yeah.
shutters.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
I just don't want eight windows in my living room.
Yeah.
So you do still want false? Those will be faux windows.
Both of those closed up, yes, on each end of the house.
Okay.
Of that front wing. I don't want windows there permanent at all. I just want the shutters there for the look of the shutter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then that portion of the report was correct as submitted.
I think so. And if you look on the plan, it's just solid wall there with a moat.
It just makes it look a little better in the sense of just being a whole bunch of clapboard.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you put them all in, then you end up with 2, 4, 6, 8.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 windows in the one room. I mean, there's no furniture if you do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions of Mr. Cherry?
Do we need to ask about the windows?
He said they're gelled.
Gelled. It's actually in the application that they're gelled on permanently applied buttons. They're not the cheap windows, which are on most of them there. That's a fake button. So each button's front and back. Wood on the inside, wood on the outside, with aluminum clad over the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you clarified that one of the other things.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's important.
The window makes all the difference in a house.
Mm-hmm.
It can make it look good or it can make it look cheap.
And you have probably 8-foot head heights.
8 foot.
At least 8.
Yes. The ceilings on the living room are just almost 12. The ceilings, the rest of the first floor are 9, 6, 10, 9, 8.
So most of your windows are
yes.
up at 8 feet.
Exactly, with the transom.
Yeah, that makes a difference. Yeah, we've had people
yeah.
with 9-foot ceilings and they still drop the window head down so that
exactly.
from the exterior it looks like it has 8-foot ceilings.
Yeah. And then are the windows just look like they don't belong to the house.
Yeah, yeah. So the head height I think is makes a
the
big
windows
difference.
Windows are kind of the most important part to make it look like it should look to me yeah. or to both of us mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah, it looks like you're back to the dormer. It looks like they're 3 and 12. Well, at least on the drawing.
Uh-huh.
So they might
are.
Put a double layer of felt
So they could be shingled then, is what you're saying.
Isn't that right, Josh? You'd probably do a double layer of felt under something that's 3 and 12.
Yeah, you could put ice and water shield under it and maybe get away with shingles.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would prefer to have them shingles. I just don't want a whole lot of difference.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they look good together, but I'd rather not be shingled, this piece of metal,
Yeah.
I think this porch with the will look good because
you can see it.
You can see it, but it's not as
and it terminates at the house, I believe.
Exactly,
it terminates. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Okay. Well, good. Well, that clarifies. So the motion then will be amended to. We haven't had a motion yet, but we can amend that to say that those are definitely shingles on that dormer, on the shed dormer.
The shed dormer.
Two shed dormers.
Right, one on the front and one on the back of that. One's a bathroom and one's
good. Bedroom. And I think we discussed the site plan that you have showed the staff as far as the way the footprint is located on the lot. This isn't a zero lot line.
No, I wish it were.
It's not. What is it?
It's 20-foot setback from Colleton, and it's a 20-foot setback from Williamsburg.
Is it 10 foot on the side? What is the side?
I wish it were 10 foot on the side, but it's not. That's 20. And so I was given permission to come forward 3 feet because my neighbor behind me has moved his 3 feet both ways. So I moved the porch 3 feet forward, which still gives me 17 feet before.
Okay, so there are 10 feet on both.
10 feet in between each.
What did you say the side?
The right-hand side towards my neighbor is 10 feet.
Okay.
To the left-hand side from Williamsburg, 20 feet.
Because it's a street.
Property line.
Because it's a street.
That's the street.
It's a corner.
Right, it's the corner.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you were working through that with the planning commission or with the staff or something.
Yeah.
We've had these parcels come through DRB. Right. You may have been on the design review when it did came through the first time. Yeah, and the side setbacks when you have a narrow
space is hard.
Yeah. But it's 10 on the inside.
It's 10 on the inside. In between each house, it's 10. Their house sits right at the property line, the house which would be my neighbor. There's the existing kind of Charleston standalone.
Yeah.
And then so between that fence and my house has to be 10 feet.
So it's not 10 feet on the side property line. It's 10 feet from an adjacent structure.
10 feet from...
That
side of my house. So there's 10 feet on their side to where their property can start, and 10 feet on my side.
So you have 20 feet between houses.
Between the houses, yes. 10 belongs to them, 10 belongs to me.
Yeah. That's right.
That's why there's very few windows on that side of the house.
Okay. I think that's kind of part of our design view as well, how these sort of narrow lots, how the house is positioned.
Yeah.
I wish it really were less, but you'd have to go through a variance process to do that.
Yeah.
On one side or the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it would give you more of a presence for the Williamsburg Street side of this house particularly. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you've got a visual all the way around you.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, we came up with something that would look good visually on two sides.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Lynn. And we'll see if anyone else would like to speak in favor or against this application, and then if not, we'll go ahead and entertain a motion. We want to just amend that one sentence regarding the two dormer, shed dormers being shingles, I believe.
Let's
So as far as the project description, you can, if you strike you should read with the exception of the porch roof, and then it's correct, right? You strike with of the shallow pitch dormer roof. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's correct. It's already written in there.
So, Mr. Chairman, with respect to certificate application number CERD 19-001001, I move that we approve the project description as written. However, on the 6th line, of the shallow pitch dormer roof should be stricken. So it reads, with the exception of the porch roof facing Colleton Avenue.
Okay. And then we probably have windows flanking the chimney, and on the opposite end would be false shutters. I think it's a total of four. Yeah. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's not really an amendment. That's just clarification, I guess. Because the drawing, that's what the drawing says.
Yeah, as shown on the drawing.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay.
So add, at the end of the last sentence, it says wall space on the living room as shown on the drawings. Mm-hmm. Can I clarify it?
Good. All right, we got a motion and a
second.
We got a second. And any other discussion? Okay, all in favor, raise your right hand. All right.
Thank you.
Good. The final item on your agenda is application number CERD 19-001005. The applicant is requesting your consideration of four elements, one being the installation of sail shades, three 12-foot high triangular shade sails on the back patio of the property. And I'm sorry, this property is the Mellow Mushroom property, 149 and 151 B Lane Southwest. Second element for your consideration is 2 4-foot tall metal dancing bear figures, one pink and one green, between the existing palm trees on the patio. Third item is the installation of 2 9-foot tall mushrooms on the uncovered portion of the patio. And finally, they request permission to extend the existing bicycle wheel fence currently along B Lane to encompass the uncovered portion of the patio where there's currently an iron fence.
Okay, thank you. And then we'll have our applicant come forward and give his name, please.
My name is Sean Ledford, 3510. Do I need to tell my address?
Yeah.
3510 Westlake Drive, Martinez.
Yeah, just so we know where you, which Sean Ledford you are.
Okay.
And we had some discussion in there about the dancing bears and the bicycle videos, and you want to just kind of refresh us as far as the concept here and the goal of what we're trying to do.
Okay, I'll start with the sail shades.
Yeah.
These are just a new way of providing shades and an alternate to our umbrellas outside.
Mm-hmm.
We can shade one area and also take those down in the winter where the sunlight hits and creates some heat. So it just gives us a little more option there for shade, or yeah. think a better option for shade. The Dancing Bears, I think that's second. Is that correct?
Yes.
The Dancing Bears is just, it's just pieces of art, you know, to enhance the environment there at the Mellow Mushroom on the patio. We have been increasing some projects and some aesthetics inside to increase our business, and we're trying to accomplish the same thing on the outside. We're a family-friendly place, and that's kind of a artsy things that kids can enjoy, and yeah, mm-hmm. it's just part of that. Okay, it's just fun art is what it is. And then on the number three, we are installing some 9-foot tall mushrooms behind our sign that's on the alley, and again, that's just to create just a more fun environment. This will be on a small 4x4 or 4x4 concrete pad, at least 4 inches, just for the stability, for the structural stability.
Yeah.
And then the last would be the fence.
Yeah.
We are just extending the bicycle wheel fence, and we think that just kind of, again, is another fun fence. It goes along with the decor. South Carolina, riding bicycles and beachy and that sort of thing. So that's where that came from. And now we're just wanting to extend it around. Because we're adding the cell shades, we're increasing a different type of seating out on the open air part of our patio, which will be a lounge area, not just tables. And we are going to create an opening there and do some fence work. And we thought that we would extend the fence to match the existing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Some of these materials may go through building inspections. Are you working with Mike Jordan or anybody on that? Like the 9-foot, are they steel?
They have mushroom? Steel inside.
It's the mushroom.
It's a fiberglass coating.
It's fiberglass
outside.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we really are. Or maybe Josh is qualified to approve the structural components of anything we approve. We're just approving design. So I think I would encourage you and staff to get together on the base for that, if we approve the design, just to make sure that it's anchored. I can see that you would not want it falling.
Oh, no.
From somebody.
Yeah, and where I'm getting these from, which is my corporate office, they're requiring this type of foundation, and they're the ones that have deemed this type of foundation safe because they've used them at other stores.
Yeah, so Michael, we would request that you work with him on a couple of these.
Okay.
Not that if we prove the bicycle thing, I don't think that matters, but anything that potentially is a life safety issue, we don't want to get into the that area of approving something, as a design review board.
Sure.
The bears, most of those things are not so high they would hurt anybody, and wouldn't be, the sales could blow off, but I don't know if that's an issue.
They are rated from the company we're buying them from. I mean, they're rated for this
fire.
Application. I mean,
and fire too. Flammability. Might want to check on that. I suspect they are.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm just trying to figure out how that's different than an umbrella. Like as far as the fire factor, mm-hmm.
Well, is it getting?
It's not a permanent structure.
Attached to your building. Mm-hmm.
Is it attached? It is not permanently attached to my building, no.
Well, I don't think it matters whether it's permanent or temporary. If it catches fire, it's not good. But we've run into that before in terms of canopies. Most awning materials are inflammable.
Inflammable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll check on that.
Mm-hmm. It says source QCF with Sunbrella.
I'm sorry?
Are there some umbrella? I mean, there's a...
Yes.
No, that's... It melts, so...
Okay. But I will check that thing. I don't know 100%.
You're going to be buying it from a vendor then?
Right. And the vendor's actually been helping us spec what, like, the 4x4, how far it needed to be cemented in and all of that stuff. So it's okay. We've been following their process. And then when we were stopped, we stopped.
Is it an awning company?
It is not an awning company. It's they deal with sail shades.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Now, in a minute, I'm going to make sure we've got all our questions answered. In a minute, I'm going to officially see if anyone else has, and then we can discuss in more detail how we would make a motion. Do y'all have any questions of Sean while he's here? That was my question. We actually have a section on artwork, but it's not really written for sculpture and decorative arts, so to speak, that we're talking about, I don't think. So we're having to use our best judgment in terms of safety and the impact on the alley. And you're in a real kind of prime location there, a lot of visibility. Personally, I'm still not sold on the bicycle rim fence. I think when it was first added, because it had a solid wall behind it, it began to be sort of a mosaic thing that, you know, relief.
You're mistaken that, because it didn't have a solid wall. In the winter, we have weather curtains that come down, and I think that's what you're seeing.
That's what I saw.
That's what you saw was that, and that's only down in the winter.
So the solid wall that was behind it wasn't really a wall, is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. It's not.
I'm talking about before, when you first did the bicycle rims.
Yes, sir.
Because I remember seeing it.
Had a wall.
When it had a solid surface behind it.
It could have been a solid surface when it was the wood planters.
Yeah, yeah.
But we removed those as soon as that went up.
So yeah, look at this page right here.
John, are they already fabricated?
What, the fences, the sections? Yes.
You've got one of the... I see the one in the middle that's open, yeah.
Can you see that one?
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's not the weather.
And this one as well.
Yeah, this one here.
It's different from what I...
Yeah, it's on the very back. And there's a little solid... And we saw it on the projection thing, I think, right there.
Yeah,
it wasn't
solid.
It wasn't as noticeable, I think, Sean, until you took the back ground out. Well, let's do this. Any other questions of Sean? Okay. Thank you.
Can I have a question for you on that solid wall part? I don't understand that.
I'm simply personally saying that when I first saw it, it was interesting, but not really eye-catching. It was just an interesting sort of mosaic on a solid wall.
Okay.
And then now that I see it as a bunch of open spoked rims, it's a different animal. That's all.
Okay.
And now you're saying, okay, and further, we're going to go all the way around. So, still trying to get used to that.
Okay.
Now, and you may have some, you're welcome to address that concern that I'm expressing. Others, I guess they could comment as well. As to whether you have an alternative to that. So far, it's just one person that is kind of has a concern about throwing that into a big motion.
Right. Okay. I got it.
Do other people have it?
Yeah, I share your concern about the bike down.
And that's just because you can see through it, and it's not part of a structure.
It looks junky.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like, I think it's okay in that one spot, although I'm not sure I would have approved it before. It never came here, so I didn't get a chance. But it was, as I say, when it was solid behind it, it's a different kind of piece of art. It's two-dimensional. It's not a fence. It's a wall.
Okay.
With some relief. Now, when it becomes the bicycle rim fence, it begins to look a little bit like Sanford and Son's yard to me. Maybe that's the look you're trying to achieve.
Does this one?
Okay.
That's what you're referring to as the junkie.
When I see it like that, and then I start to think about it going all the way around that yard out there, and I'm walking down the alley, and I'm thinking, is this a bicycle shop, or what is going on here?
Would it change your perspective if it were painted all black?
That would probably help the way it's reading. They're sort of unpainted, aren't they? The color.
No, they're not unpainted.
What are they?
They are a weathered look, multiple color.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I mean, they're. It's supposed to look like it looks. Okay.
Painted them to look like the actual bicycle.
Yes, and we clear coated them just as they were.
Yeah, I knew the frame on the back was black. But there's
no frame in there except on the top.
No, but I mean the frame that it's attached to. I noticed that it's got to have something to hold it together.
Right, and it is all black.
Yeah, that could help.
Question: If you put it all the way around the back patio, how often are you going to have a vertical support? So obviously you've got to have the wheels themselves are not capable of withstanding someone leaning against the fence.
Well, they are welded together.
Right.
They are welded, and in that frame, this is a 12-foot section,
right,
and we actually had to add support, so they're really only 8-foot sections.
Okay.
So we've added these little ends to fit that area.
So maybe 8-foot.
Right. There are 8-foot sections of fence.
Okay, and then I'll ask another question. I'm really, anyone who wants to throw their 2 cents in, you're welcome to do that. But you wouldn't want solid wall behind it.
When we had solid walls, I mean, there was a big complaint that it just felt stale on the patio. And I mean, I spent a lot of money on this patio. And since opening it up, the airflow, people are being seen in there, business picked up. And I can
understand.
It just happened.
You could understand it.
Yeah, what he's saying about opening it up. Yeah.
Breeze, maybe.
Right. But I'm with you. I still have a problem with that being repeated all the way around that back patio. I think that's going to be much junkyard in the alley.
Yeah. And it ties in also to Whiskey Alley's similar fence.
Right.
Katie, what did you say?
The Whiskey Alley, the fence next to it is a similar.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's a continuum. It's not exactly the same, but there's a similarity there. Yeah, to the one next door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see how you might want to change it. I'm going to suggest, and you folks are the ones making the motion, that we might want to choose some things we know we're okay with.
Okay, sure.
And go ahead and do a motion on that. I don't want to get anything where the bicycle thing is sinking your whole application, and you got to start.
It's just one piece. That doesn't.
Right. I believe I would go slow on that, and I think we understand how you might want to change it and why, but I don't think we're quite there yet. the impact it'll have on the alley.
Sure. I can appreciate that.
But as far as the motion, we can't make it yet till I ask. Is that okay with you that we might break that out, the bicycle rims?
Absolutely.
And then see how the other motion goes?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, that's fine.
And then go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, so as far as the could we do a maybe an administrative approval on the fence if he wants to come back with something else?
Oh, yeah, I'm willing. I sort of think, to be honest with you, I'd rather not do that because of its location. It's mm-hmm. it's a corner,
it's
sort of like the corner of the alley from both directions, and it's important to him and also to the public. I think I'd rather all you guys weigh in on it.
I've noticed that in the site design guidelines, uh-huh. the fences,
mm-hmm.
that fence
is in there.
The existing fence is there is the model for what it should look like.
For
the model?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the picture that they use as an example.
With the
willow tree.
And
the willow tree
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Okay. Good point.
Well, I hope you know the business is growing. We hope we've made a positive impact on the city.
Yeah, we love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a like we said, a popular destination and hang out tonight. And I don't mind the unpainted brick.
I can laugh at that.
Every time I go
here, I can laugh at that.
I've never found another mellow mushroom that's got painted brick. They're all.
They do.
They have some?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Anyway.
You know what? I don't think that's killed my business, so.
No.
I don't think.
We would have been killed. We let you do that.
Well, the irony is that the front facades on a lot of the buildings are painted brick.
Right.
But the alleyway never had been painted much.
Right.
Park Avenue is not. That was the other thing we looked at, was Park Avenue. All the brick is natural.
Mm-hmm. On this one? Yes.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That one
right,
street right. there.
Yeah,
yeah including
yeah.
this building. Mm-hmm.
So I have relented on the Dancing Bears, which means I'm
going to go home and listen to Grateful Dead. And
yeah, no, I'm willing to vote for them.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't see anything in the guidelines that prohibits Dancing Bears.
And something I forgot to say about the Dancing Bears, too, was Amphi Alley's become so popular, and it is mm-hmm. becoming a music scene. So, you know, that does kind of play into that.
That's right.
Bears.
Yeah, we'll have to play Grateful Dead there a few times.
I'll get a cover band. I'll mm-hmm. pay for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
so
good.
Basically, you're asking us to not take any action on the fence extension at this moment.
Yes.
So we don't. So it doesn't jeopardize rest of
that's
our
right.
control.
That's right. For sure.
Okay.
Because you need awnings now. You don't need awnings in December.
Right. Not awnings. Sunshades.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Sean. Thanks for your willingness to negotiate. And I don't think we've got anyone in here who would like to speak either for or against this. So we can entertain a motion, a modified motion.
Yep. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the application, the parts of the application 1, 2, and 3, the 4-foot-tall dancing bear figures, the 9-foot-tall mushrooms, and the sunshades,
mm-hmm.
and to omit the bicycle fence. That is not part of my motion.
All right.
And, second.
Second. Okay. Would we want to have them submit any canvas or awning colors, sailcloth colors or anything?
They would have to do that, wouldn't they?
Those are our colors.
Yellow and...
They're what? Okay, those are the blue and yellow.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's right, it says that. Good, thank you. Okay, we've got a sort of a modified motion, and we didn't have any more discussion then. Okay, all in favor of the motion as it was modified, the application is modified, raise your right hand. Okay, go for it. And then we'll just, if you got some other ideas, and we'll just have to get together. We can meet with the staff. How do you meet with the staff? But it sounds like just taking the bicycle rims all the way around is probably not going to fly.
Okay.
I'm hearing here. Maybe that motif could work, but then I believe you'd have to add in some brick chairs or something, so you have something more than just bicycle rims. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right, I think with that, is that all our agenda then? Okay, so the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Too bad.